This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. We have taken the mic on the road today to Your Loving Choices, based in Bloomsburg, and their chief executive officer, Martz Bouvet, is with us to talk about the organization here, what they do, and we'll get a little history as well. And as this program airs, they're holding their Walk for Life. So we'll talk a bit about that as well and what an important part of their operations that is. Thanks for being with us, first of all.
Thank you for the opportunity also. Thank you.
Let's talk about the Your Loving Choices. In a nutshell, what is it for folks not familiar with it? Maybe they've driven by and seen the sign, but that's as far as their knowledge goes.
Your Loving Choices is a medical clinic, the pregnancy medical clinic, meaning we are under a doctor, licensed and supervised doctor. And we are medical because we offer limited ultrasound and also STI testing and pregnancy testing also.
And was that something that came along later in the history of the organization?
Yes, 2019. We start 2019 with limited ultrasound, and 2 years ago with STI testing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the value of having ultrasound?
Great value, because the pregnancy, having a pregnancy test positive, that doesn't mean you are pregnant. But having an ultrasound, you can see it, you can feel it, you can see the heartbeat. So that confirms, you know, the pregnancy, the viability of the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. I think for anybody who's had a child who has seen the ultrasound could vouch for that, because that's the moment you say, look what's happening.
Exactly. You know, some people are, wow. Especially right now, we are blessed with a new ultrasound machine. We offer 3D and 4D pictures so they can see color. It's been beautiful, you know, yeah.
And is Your Loving Choices part of a wider network, or is it totally independent? Is there any kind of affiliation?
As all other pregnancy centers around the country, we are under the umbrella of CareNet for training, Heartbeat International. CareNet is just national. Heartbeat International, it's outside the United States. And then also we are under NIFLA. NIFLA, it's National Institute for Family and Life Advocates. Okay. That's where we are under the medically and legally also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if somebody who doesn't know what this is says, what is the point of this? What's your goal here?
Our vision, our mission, we want to reach and be there for women and families facing unplanned pregnancies. Not unwanted, but unplanned pregnancies. We are here for them, to educate them, and offer services for free and confidential. No insurance asked, no insurance notified, and no insurance needed. Everything free and confidential.
And do people get the wrong idea? I mean, people say, you know, we've all seen videos, maybe not around here, but of protesters at abortion clinics. Do you get that people have that feeling here that this is almost antagonistic towards them if they're in trouble?
Unfortunately, yes. And I think it's an education problem, because if some people, they take time to understand our work, they will appreciate it and pray for us. We are here to serve, and we serve with all our heart. We offer all our services for free. Someone can call at any time, and they're always welcome. So a lot of people, I think it's education, but if they take time to ask questions, and I think they will learn a lot, and they will appreciate what we offer them.
Okay. And like you said, they're under CareNet. Is this, would you say, you know, this is similar to one in Shamokin or Lewisburg or Williamsport? I mean, are these, you're basically same mission?
Yeah, some others, they call themselves Pregnancy Resource Center. But we are a medical clinic because we offer limited ultrasound. Okay. But if some of them, they just offer pregnancy testing. But as soon as you offer ultrasound, you become a clinic, because we are under a supervised and licensed doctor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like we said, some have added over the years, as you have here, added services. Just give us a bit of history, if you could. Take us back to your beginnings here in 1991 and how it came together and how it has progressed and added new aspects.
It was the vision of Patty Stout and her husband, Paul Stout. God spoke to her, God spoke to her. And then in 1991, because after her own experience with pregnancy, and then she decided to, God inspire her to open 32 years ago, Your Loving Choices. It's from the heart. It was a vision from God, and here we are right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How is the awareness of the place? It's very nondescript. It just looks like a house on the street in Bloomsburg. But are a lot of people aware of it now? Has awareness grown over the years, or do you think there needs to be more?
Needs to be more, and thank God you are here. So you need people like you to spread the word, and also the churches also. And I thank God you are here. So you were aware a long, long time ago of the services we offer. And we every year, that's why right now we have our Work for Life here, in our own location so people can see us. But we want them to see us, based on our services we serve, not like people think. Some people, they have different ideas what we are doing. We want them to see us as serving the community well. Mm-hmm. And to represent Christ well.
Any idea on the numbers of how many people are you helping? How many are you dealing with?
If you look behind you, you can see two butterflies that represent the number of babies born. And the second one is the number of miscarriages and abortion, unfortunately. We offer services not only for pregnancy, but also we have a lot of clients with trauma. We also offer abortion recovery and care. Someone grief share. We refer them other places, for other services. But what now? Last year we got over 400. We serve over 400 people in town, and we have people coming from Pottsville, Reading, one and a half hours to come here for service.
Now, with the recent Supreme Court decision on abortion, now obviously Pennsylvania isn't really impacted greatly yet, but is that something you would say down the road we may, have to increase the amount of work we're doing or, expand, et cetera? Is that something you could see in the future? Or
as a Christian organization, the decision doesn't change anything on our vision and mission. The foundation where we lay, But we have to change. We have to change with anything and everything. Not change the way we do things, but how we can expand, as you said, One in Danville, one everywhere people can go and find services for free and confidential. But the decision doesn't change anything for us. Our vision and mission is to serve and to come around, families, facing unplanned pregnancies and families dealing with abortion recovery and care.
And how long have you been on board here?
I've been a volunteer. I was a volunteer for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
4 years as the development coordinator, and right now 2 years as the CEO.
So mm-hmm. you've been around, but just made it to the top, basically.
I would say yes.
Okay. So obviously, you have a heart for the mission. That's what it's always nice to interview people that are doing something they're doing because they want to be doing it.
I think as a Christian, this is our mission, is to serve. And I thank God. He gave me the opportunity to serve his people in the community I love dearly. And people, they really need that. They really need the service. They really need people around them. Not only the service in pregnancy test, because we go beyond pregnancy testing. We offer a parenting class. We offer options. The big thing for us is options. We offer parenting class. We educate them on parenting. We educate them on adoption. And we educate them also on the risk and procedure of abortion. Because a lot of people, they ask for the choice, but I have no, we are your loving choices. But before I can choose, I have to have options. Because when you look at the definition of choice, it's more than one. In order for me to choose, you have to show me 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I'll choose what's best for me. But in order for me to choose, you have to educate me on each and every one of them, and I'll choose what's best for me. And this is what we do right now with love and compassion, non-judgmental, is educate them different options. And we have qualified trainer to help them. Then they can make the choice that's going to be good for them for the rest of their life, a choice they can live with and glorify God through it.
Mm-hmm. And the Walk for Life, as we speak, we said this for the weekend, it's going on, but is that kind of a big event for the year that brings in, you know, that's a fundraiser to keep things going? Is that one of several?
This is the second biggest event we have. The first one is our banquet, annual banquet. We have it every October. This year it's going to be November 2nd at the Iron Fork, Danville at 7. It's going to be a Thursday. Walk for Life, it's every first Saturday of June. This is our second largest fundraising event to the community so they can see us, what we are doing, asking questions, you know, invite them for a tour because we just got our new ultrasound as a donation to show them, come and see what we offer. It's for free and they know what we are doing. As you said, awareness, it's good, but we want them to see us because we are here for them.
And where does the walk take place?
Right here at our location, 904 Market Street, here in Bloomsburg.
The banquet coming up, I mean, it's a few months out yet, but folks can probably get more on that. You have a website where we could send people to continue, just to keep up with what's going on and maybe get involved in that?
I would invite them to stop by. Give us a call. Come over. Ask question. Come for a tour. And we can give you, go to our website, ylcfriends.org, ylcfriends.org. Go on our website, see our mission statement, our vision, what we are doing, and come and support us and pray for us.
And we talked a bit about the organization, how it's run, but it is a nonprofit. So as coming from a radio station that's also a nonprofit, we know how that works, that there's always a need to get people on board to help it keep going. Give us a little plug for volunteers and tell us a bit about that, the designation.
Yeah, we are all part-time. Here we are 5 right now, and we have volunteer nurses, we have volunteer coaches. We are as you said, non-profit organization, 503. We do not receive any money from federal or local government. We do not refer to abortion. We do not perform. We do not offer. But we educate on it. We are here serving the community through the donations of churches, individual donors, businesses. You know, most of our donations from the churches. We have around 45 to 50 churches, you know, helping us to keep on going.
So a small staff here, but probably hundreds that keep you in mind and through those churches that are ready to help out.
Exactly. It's a very good network because they are liaison. We have people from the churches connect to the organization. So every time we need something, for example, Walk for Life, we have the liaison from the church coming to get all the materials, bring them to the church, and talk about the organization. That's the way we do it.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.